This is the Bloomington Review with Jim Inman
on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman here on the first weekend of September, and the Golden Pipes have returned.
What?
From the WGCL sick bank
of
overuse for a few days. It's okay. Dr. Piller. How you been, stranger?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to see you again.
It's nice to be seen.
How's the school year going so far?
You know what? It's been a busy start to the school year, but a great start to the school year. And pretty exciting and lots of good stuff happening everywhere. And here we are. Gosh, we're already in the third week of high school football. And that's what I was saying at the end of the day today. The school year for students is 10% over. 18 of the 180 days are in the books. And can you believe already kids have been in school for the part of four full weeks.
Do you have a countdown calendar there, Jackson?
Not yet. No, that would be inappropriate. But no, you know, we have a good time and have got a lot of things up and running. And yeah, gosh, you know, at the it's short show Friday. If you're with us here on Friday night,
right.
If it's Saturday, you get the full hour long. But it's short show Friday because tonight again week three of football with John Callahan over at Joe's, of course, with the IU travel contingent. But John Callahan will be on with Coach Bless from Bloomington North at 6:30, bottom of the hour. And then the Cougs over at Bloomington High School North on campus will be hosting the Bulldogs of Columbus North. So battle the Blesses and be a good night of high school football here. And again, what has the makeups of being an absolutely spectacular weather weekend. And so I am excited about that. But here's what else I'm excited about tonight, Jim.
Oh, okay.
And this is
as
not
your grin gets bigger. I love that.
It's not anything about that.
Okay.
But do you realize that if memory serves, this is about my 3-year anniversary of being a special correspondent here on the Bloomington Review. So our
really
good friend
years?
Brian Callahan has been gone in Chicago and traveling the region, the world, everywhere else he's been for 3 years, and so. You got to the barrel. You found the barrel. You got deep down to the bottom, and you got your scraper out, and you started scraping. And I was there, and so it's been 3 years now of Bloomington Review magic.
Nice.
So
I really did not get the anniversary marked. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Didn't get your card. Didn't get your cupcakes. Anything like
truffles,
that.
Truffles? None of that?
Nothing.
My
no.
goodness.
I'll see what I can do next week.
Well,
if you're back next week.
About that.
Yeah,
I have to check the schedule. It's all about schedule. But anyway, you know, gosh, what a fun time we've had. And I think, you know, obviously we love all of our guests. We love all of the Bloomington Review family that we've got, the extended family. But perhaps our favorite guest, I mean, you know, it's maybe not right to have favorites, but I'm an only child, so I can do whatever I want. Julie Warren's on with us tonight. So the Bloomington lady, you heard her this morning with Glass in the Morning on Fridays, 8 to 9, as she's on just about every Friday morning. But she has... she's sent us a phone book full of activities coming up over the next 2 months, 8 weeks that are just a great reminder of why this is such a fun and awesome area to live in.
And
so,
and it's the best time of the year, as you will agree.
It is not.
It is the burr months we have finally entered into.
Yeah, and that's stupid, Jim. And I responded to your text earlier today that is the case, that it is stupid. It is not the fun months. It's not fun in December when we got 10 feet of snow and we're really saying burr. It's beautiful this weekend. And
well,
I'm all down with that because it's the best of both worlds. And we'll, again, the forecast in a little bit, but when your highs are in the 80s and your lows at night are in the mid 50s, yeah, that's pretty much perfect. But when it's 50 and 10, just not a good, not a fan of that.
Our friends at the Farmer's Almanac, Sandy Duncan is one of the editors there, and I know there's a thing about the number of frosts that you have in the month of August is supposed to be equal to the number of snows that you have during the winter season. And in Bloomington had about 4 significant frost in April, plus a few where, yeah, if you were on higher ground, it wasn't so bad, but if you got down in the lower parts a little bit. So it may not be, and you know, I haven't seen the woolly worms out.
Famous last words.
You are
really the woolly worm detective.
I love that stuff.
You're all over that.
It's just my thing. So.
Well, we've all got one, so that's good.
I try. As Dr. Piller mentioned, Julie Warren in just a little bit. I'm hoping next week for Vanessa McCleary about the big Indiana Balloon Fest coming up.
Yeah, the Balloon Fest was on Julie's list, so I'm sure we're going to talk about that later. But what a great event. So much to do. Again, I don't want to steal Julie's thunder because she'll get mad at us. But it's the Balloon Fest is really, really evolving into one of the marquee events for Monroe County. And cheers to Vanessa McClary for making that happen in just four short years.
Plus, Dr. Piller and Julia Warren are getting a special acknowledgement. They're getting to do something very unique in a couple of weeks.
Again, that may seem a little awkward when you pull up and you saw us out front running wind sprints down the sidewalk wearing yellow jackets, but it's all part of a bigger plan that we'll talk about a little bit later in the show.
All right. Well, let's come back in a couple of moments. We'll have your forecast for the weekend. I really wish we had some more positive news, but with the murder of Brittany Sater earlier in the week, and also hate crimes up in Bloomington. It is a rough time around the town, and hopefully we can
Well, that's why we've got Julie here. That is exactly why we have Julie, because there are so many other wonderful events that, you know, although we have to be cognizant, we have to, we certainly, you know, have to be aware and send sympathies to those involved that have suffered losses. But there are many other positive things about Bloomington, and luckily Julie's here for a perfect night to offset some of the other news we've got.
Let's take a break. Come back in just a couple moments. Facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview. And, of course, WGCLRadio.com, streaming over there 24/7. Check us out. We'll be right back in a couple of moments. Welcome back to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman and David Piller with you. And the forecast is looking relatively awesome
this
weekend.
Jim, it is perfect. It is absolutely perfect. If you're with us here on Friday night, mostly clear, a low around 54 tonight. Get those windows open, air out that house. If you're with us Saturday, sunny with a high near 81. Saturday night, clear with a low around 57. Sunday, more of the same, sunny, high near 83. Labor Day, Monday, enjoy that day off, 86. Here in Bloomington. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, Jim, sunny and back up to 90, cloudy on Thursday, and then the next chance of rain in the forecast as it stands now is on Friday, where the temperature still going to be 86. So all your weather all the time, WGCLRadio.com.
Glass and Keith said, I think earlier this week, we are like almost 4 inches over the monthly average for August. So it's supposed to make nicer colors in the fall and all of that. We shall see. Tragedy happened on Bloomington South Side on Sunday morning this week. According to the Herald Times and investigators, Billie Jean Edison, Johnny Moore, and Dennis Webb were in Bloomington selling heroin and collecting money from customers when they appeared at 26-year-old Brittany Sater's duplex on South Rogers Street. Probable cause affidavit says 31-year-old Moore ordered the robbery and waited in the car. Then 42-year-old Edison knocked on the door and announced their intent. Then 21-year-old Webb shot Sater in the stomach when she went for her own shotgun to defend herself. Sater later died of her injuries at IU Health Bloomington Hospital. Edison told police that the AK-47 rifle used to kill Sater had been part of a drug payment Saturday night from her brother's roommate. The Bloomington man apparently did not have enough money to pay his drug debt and gave them the loaded assault rifle in lieu of cash. They have each pleaded not guilty and had pretrial hearings set for October 31st before Monroe Circuit Court Judge Teresa Harper, who will oversee the cases of all three defendants. All three are being held in jail without bond at this time. Interesting note here, Webb was released on August 18th from a jail in Marion County after charges of burglary with a deadly weapon, robbery while armed, and auto theft, all filed in February, were dismissed.
There you go. The other sad part of the news, Jim, is vandalism with a paintball gun and a hateful message towards people with a Jewish background, multiple uses of derogatory terms, harassment of a woman for wearing an Islamic headscarf, and assault that was part of the conversation about a statewide hate crimes law telling a man to go back to his country. Those are just a few of the 14 incidences of hate crimes reported to the Bloomington Human Rights Commission between July 2015 and June of this year. That number is one less than what was reported during the same period of time from 2012 to 13, but it's higher than reports from the past 2 years. According to a report from the commission, most of the incidents were motivated by racial bias. Race was the motivating factor in 6 of the occurrences, religion in 3, and national origin is 1. Another 4 incidents were attributed to bias against gays, lesbians, and transsexual individuals. And intoxicated persons were involved in at least 5 of the 6 situations, according to the report. Barbara McKinney, who is the director of the Human Rights Commission, said that the 14 incidents only indicate trends, not a comprehensive count of every potentially hate-related occurrence. The report is the best gauge of hate incidents we have, but it's never possible to determine a completely accurate number, she said. We use the report to get a general sense of what's happening in the community with respect to these types of activities. The Human Rights Commission receives its report from a variety of sources, including the Bloomington Police Department, news reports, and individuals. Officials at all of these agencies urge people who are victims of hate crimes to report the event to police by calling 911 or to the commission by calling 812-349-3429. So, again, I will say that obviously any is too many, but at the same time, I am excited that we have our next guest, Julie Warren, coming up after our commercial break to talk about all the wonderful things in Bloomington. And I think, Jim, when you have a community this size with a diverse makeup that's the blessing of having the major university here in our community, you're going to have a lot of different opinions, and I hope that we can get to a place where we can interact civilly and with respect.
And I really hope that people also will not just comment on online forums and social media, but will actually go out and meet their neighbors and engage face-to-face. There are still good Samaritans. There was a very nasty accident earlier this week out on 446. A woman was rescued by some of the bystanders as well, and one was a nurse. And I saw the mother's posting saying thank you to the people who stopped and actually did something to help. So there are still some good people around. We'll be back in a couple minutes here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman here along with Dr. Pillar and the Bloomington Lady. The old team is back.
Yeah,
it's quite nice.
I
Drew
like
Warren.
It.
Love it.
How you doing?
It.
I'm fantastic.
Good.
Thank you for having me on. I feel like it's been a little while. I don't even know the last time.
I think the last time you were here was around Memorial Day.
Probably, yeah.
And then we were together for the summer show on Glass in the Morning.
That's
We took over the studio and with Rob and the gang.
That's right. So I forgot about that.
That was really
good times.
Well, Julie Warren's here from Visit Bloomington, the official to-do calendar guru and all that other stuff. And it's Labor Day weekend. So what are you doing for Labor Day?
Good grief. I mean, what am I not doing? So there's, art festivals. I'll be hitting them up. You know I will. I actually have a birthday party for my daughter that I have to run on Sunday as well.
Okay.
And then I'm thinking I got to go to the pool, like the Bryant Park pool on Monday, because it's the last day that it's open. So we might have to do that, too. And it's supposed to be hot on Sunday and Monday, I think. So, yeah, we might do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's just start off with the weekend then.
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend, 4th Street Festival coming up. So
that's right. Over 120 artists who will be taking over 4th Street. They block off, two, three blocks there. They'll have some live music performances. They've got some arts and crafts areas that people can sort of engage with. And let's see, what else do they have? A lot of other just fun stuff. I mean, it's a whole – even – you should go and purchase art. That's the whole intention, is that they're selling art there. And so, so support the artist. But there's a lot of other stuff and, like, activities and festivities and just this nice atmosphere to enjoy if you just want to go down there and cruise. It's supposed to be great weather for it, too.
What do you think about that, Jim? You got any art? I was thinking about setting up a booth for my Thanksgiving hand turkey collection that I do. It's a limited edition.
I had assumed that you had an Elvis on velvet.
No. I'm too young for that. That's
you got a Madonna on velvet?
There
no,
that's yeah.
Got the Wallflowers on velvet, or the Counting Crows, or something like that. Third Eye Blind, Jim.
There we go.
So yeah,
your hand turkeys. It's just the right price point. You just
the price point, Yeah, I mean, I got decent-sized hands, so it fits on a decent-sized 8x10 piece of paper. You can get it framed. It looks real nice, Jim.
Go
over there to Hobby Lobby and get you a frame. And
whatever it takes.
I'll personalize it for you, everything.
I feel like what you're describing is more crafts than arts, but that is represented at that at the 4th Street Festival.
He'll break out the bedazzler.
I will tell you again, they are limited edition. That's all you need to know.
Oh, my.
I like it.
So not only do we have the 4th Street Arts Festival, what else is going on this weekend?
Yeah, there's also the Garlic Fest and Community Art Festival, which happens on Saturday and Sunday as well, same as the 4th Street Festival. But it takes place at the Waldron Hill Buskirk Park, formerly known as 3rd Street Park. And they have a garlic cooking competition. They have food vendors, a lot of them, of course, using garlic in their recipes. There's a beer garden there. They have live music on the stage. Lots of also some arts and crafts vendors. Theirs is more of a local focus, whereas 4th Street has local and regional and national artists that are represented. So, I mean, between the two of them, you've got like two full days of shopping and listening to music and eating and just having a good time.
It's going to be a great weekend to be outside.
Yes,
heard the forecast earlier. You'll hear it again later. It's the perfect weekend, it seems like, in Bloomington to be outside. And no football traffic this weekend, of course. And so it's just kind of open and free, and enjoy yourself. And get out.
And no cost for either festival, correct?
No, no, just go. I mean, you know, you have to pay to purchase art or pay for food or drinks or whatever. But other than that, yeah,
otherwise
it's
that's stealing.
Yeah.
We don't advocate stealing here on the Bloomington Review.
You have to be fast if you're going to do that. Otherwise, it's not legal.
That's right.
Okay, what else have you got on the hot list?
Yeah, some other fun stuff coming up. Actually, this weekend also, Cardinal Stage Company opens their show, Anne, which is about Anne Richards, the first female governor of Texas. So that'll be a really cool show. That goes on through the 9th. And then that weekend, the 9th through the 11th, is the Kiwanis Indiana Balloon Festival out at the fairgrounds.
That'll be huge.
It is huge.
We know
Lee
Greenwood is opening. Can you imagine? I mean, proud to be an American. Lee Greenwood will be here to help open the Balloon Fest and I believe have a concert with that. So hopefully Vanessa will be either able to call in with Glass or she'll be able to visit us maybe even next week on the show and talk about that. But
that would be awesome.
I think she'll tell you, but I think this might be year four for the Balloon Fest. And I'll tell you, I was still a Kiwanian, but Vanessa, when she started that, she had this grand idea, and here it is 4 years later and three and a half years later, and Lee Greenwood's here, and Vanessa goes big, and this is a wonderful event.
It has gotten,
boy, oh boy.
I feel like, bigger every year.
Yes.
She adds a new component every year, so there's a singing competition, there's what else?
A chili cook-off.
There's a car show usually. 5K, there's tons of live music.
A health and safety fair.
Yeah, food vendors. It's just huge.
Plus, I know.
And then there's balloons.
Right. You want to go early
helicopter
in the morning.
Rides this year, Julie. I think I read there's. I'm serious. I think there's helicopter rides this year, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Everything.
And so I'll tell you again. You know, very very fortunate to call Vanessa a friend. She goes big,
and this has been a wonderful
wonderful event for our community, and people come from all over the region for this. This is not just like a in-town thing. This is a regional event for and lots of people.
It's big, and I like that this year the pricing is, it's like $17 per carload for the day, which I think is fantastic because, like, that's a very reasonable price if you want to take your whole family to a ton of entertainment. Kids love it. They can get right up next to the balloons, run around, and you can touch the balloons when they're laying on the ground. It's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
One more thing before we have to take a break.
One more thing. Okay, I'll mention, of course, Lotus is coming up. September means Lotus Festival. So that is September 15th through the 18th. They've been doing this, I think this is their 24th year. It's one of those, like, it's close to a big anniversary year, but not quite. But they've got tons of, you know, of course, world, global music on various different stages, the outdoor tents and some indoor venues. Starts on Thursday night with the kickoff concert. There's shows on Friday, and then on Saturday, the cool thing that I like, too, they do the Lotus in the Park. So they've got three or four different bands and musicians that will be playing. But they also have a ton of activities and interactive craft-making things that kids can do that have this sort of global theme. And then there's, of course, the festival that happens on Sunday or Saturday evening. And then Sunday, they've added another concert, sort of like a finale. I think you have to purchase the whole weekend pass to go to that concert. It's at the Buskirk Chumley Theater, so it's limited seating, of course. Another cool thing they've got going on, they've always had, for the last couple of years, they've had some food and drink vendors in the tents, but they also have this food village now. And so they have these food trucks set up, and Chef David Talent will be, he's sort of like curated the menus for these food trucks.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's just going to be like a different level of food offerings.
And
there.
Lotus Fest is a ticketed event, as you mentioned, you need to get in early because of the limited space.
It totally is. And the cool thing is, like, there's so many different venues, and you just wander from, you know, venue to venue, find the type of music that you're into listening to. So you can hear a little bit of everything, you know, through the whole weekend. You can buy tickets for the single day. You can buy tickets for the whole weekend. They are a little pricey. It's worth it. The value is there, but they're a little expensive. The Saturday Lotus in the Park is free. And you can also kind of just, you know, venture around downtown and sort of enjoy the ambiance also without having a ticket. But it's definitely worth what you pay.
Good deal. We need to take a break on a Friday evening. We have high school boys football coming up in just a couple of moments. Columbus North at Bloomington High School North, 7 o'clock kick. 6:30 Chalk Talk tonight with John Callahan. If you're catching us on Saturday morning, we'll have more with Julie Warren, the Bloomington lady, from visitbloomington.com in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman along with Dr. David Piller and the Bloomington lady, Julie Warren. We're talking about all kinds of fun stuff going on in the Bloomington area and in the community. And now that it is Saturday, you can't mention anything that's happening on Friday night.
That's right.
So just,
it's all done.
Just an FYI.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Good morning. Grab a second cup of coffee.
That's it. Do it.
Okay, so we talked about Lotus Fest. Now, the two of you are doing something very cool in a couple of weeks.
That's right, we are.
I don't know how I didn't get voted in, but that's okay. It's all right.
But look, they trust you to run the whole thing.
I know.
And talk about
come
it.
On.
Yeah,
well,
they trust us to ride in a car.
So, what are you two doing on the 20th of September?
That's right. This
well,
is
I'll
part
be going
of
to
the
work. Oh.
Wake up.
Taking a shower.
This is the it's the Indiana Bicentennial this year. So
right.
They are having a big celebration throughout the state, and part of that is the torch relay. So just like the Olympic torch, they're taking, you know, this torch throughout every county in the state, and on September 20th it goes through Monroe County.
Very nice.
Which is very cool. So David and I get to be torch bearers. That is our official title.
Yes.
We bear torches.
Yes, and we have a yellow jacket that says that on the back
That's
of it.
Right.
And a hat.
Awesome. It's official.
It is very official.
Awesome. And there is a ceremony that Tuesday.
Yeah.
At the
and who will be emceeing that said ceremony?
That's
all right,
right.
There's where I get in the play.
There's
yeah.
where you get
that's
in.
I just hold a microphone.
That's
I don't get to hold the torch.
The Bloomington's golden voice, the Minister of Culture, Jim Inman, will be the one emceeing this event. So it's going to be really fun, as Julie said, that the torch. It's in Brown County that morning.
Yes, and then it goes to Ellettsville.
Then it comes all. So they're picking it up at TC Steel. They're driving it across the county. It's going to start in Ellettsville. And they're going to do a small celebration in Ellettsville. I think it's like a 10-minute, just little kickoff celebration somewhere. And I don't know the details on that. We'll push that out over the next couple of weeks if we get them. And then it's going to start out, and it's going to go through several start at Sale Street, I think, downtown in Ellettsville, right downtown, and go through a couple trails and back onto some streets. And then it heads back into Jim, your old stomping grounds of Hart Strait and Ratliff is where I take over back in Ellettsville. Mm-hmm. I'll be jumping in, riding shotgun in a 1963 Chevy convertible.
I'm sure it's a fire is playing.
Yeah, and we'll have.
Oh, we do need theme music.
Oh, you're
right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Theme music.
Yeah,
yes.
And so we, I'm in the car, and it's very interesting. Julie's seen the PowerPoint too. Obviously, that it's a pretty decent sized caravan of. Five or six state police and state of Indiana vehicles that are supporting this because they keep talking about the safety of the torchbearers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a car, so that's a little bit less of an issue. But we're in the rural setting. I go over towards the Y and then hand it off to Julie on Vernal Pike, and she's over on Vernal near the Y as well. And then as it makes its way into town, for example, you know, Sylvia McNair has it from the IMU the union all the way up to, I say all the way, up to the auditorium. So she has a little walking path and then up on a little part of campus up to the auditorium. And so on her part, she has escorts as well. But as people are on the streets, because this is all on the streets. This is not a sidewalk thing. It's a few trails.
And they don't
it's
walk
on the streets.
Off the streets. Like you're just in, it's like a,
you're in
almost
a caravan.
Like a funeral procession.
Yeah, so that's exactly it. It's a little procession. It's a very happy celebratory procession. But yeah, it looks like it's going to be really neat. And the Julie, the torch was built by engineering students at Purdue. It's like you said earlier to Jim off the air. It's got a camera on it.
Yeah, you can take selfies with it.
It's got it records video for 30-second clips of video.
Okay.
And it's a real flame. I mean, it
all
is
right.
It
well,
is fire.
I expect a
burn
selfie of the two of you.
Yep. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
totally.
Well, and see, the catch is, and this is where Julie and I get into a little bit of trouble, is that, you know, the media team from Ball State is actually getting access to all the pictures and all the video you take, and then they edit it, screen it, filter it, if you will, and then they post it onto whatever mechanism that people are following.
We
on.
Have
so,
to make sure that ours is really good.
Yeah, I would imagine it's going to be good.
But
honestly.
What's cool is that people can line up along the route and cheer for the torchbearers or just be part of it, take pictures and stuff. And there's information if you go to visitbloomington.com/bicentennial. It has the route on there. You can pick a place that you want to hang out. The culmination of all of this is the celebration at the courthouse lawn on the square, and they're going to have some live music. They'll have a few little sort of snacky food vendors there. What's also cool is they have the State Bicentennial Committee has put together this like portable mobile historical museum. So they'll have this kind of cool trailer thing there that you can walk through. They've got a couple other exhibits. I think one related to limestone and makers and all this other cool stuff. So It's a celebration. Okay. It's going to be fun. That starts on the courthouse lawn.
Tuesday the 20th. Bloomington loves a parade.
Yes,
so
they do.
Yeah, and it's Sylvia McNair's in, and Angelo Pizzo, and Doug Bowder, and Lynn Coyne, and just Ron Remack, Sarah Laffa, just wonderful people in Bloomington that we're really, I mean, privileged to be a part of this. I don't, you know, it's very, very neat. So it's kind of a good deal.
Monroe County Fall Festival coming up also
this
month.
That's right. That's the same, actually the same weekend as Lotus. And I feel like that happens a lot, and it's tough to fit it all in.
Right.
But they both take, you know, multiple days, so there's time to do it. It's September 15th through the 17th. Of course, they're going to have parades, food, craft vendors, activities for kids, music. It's just a really great family celebration.
Good. All right, what else is on the list?
Yes, okay, so we have some other good stuff. This Steinsville Stone Quarry Festival also happens in September. That's another cool little community festival, September 22nd through the 24th. Same idea, lots of food, music, crafts, all that kind
of stuff.
It's all
about food.
Mm-hmm. It is. And then there's a couple of really good, once we get into October, September, October, there's a couple of really good concerts coming up. Beck is coming to the IU Auditorium. The Beck, not like some fake... you know, spinoff or whatever.
Not Bach, Beck.
Yes, exactly. The alt pop legend. He'll be there September 22nd at the IU Auditorium. And then John Hyatt's going to be at the Buskirk Chumley Theater October
6th. That
would be nice. Yeah, so that's going to be really cool. I would say get your tickets here pretty soon.
Right.
Because both of those will do well, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
It's fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. When is homecoming this year?
Well, good segue, because that very next weekend after John Hyatt, the 14th through the 15th, first of all, you have the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch.
Of October. Okay,
yeah,
just
October.
Confirming.
Great Glass Pumpkin Patch takes place. Friday evening's the preview. Saturday morning, they take over the courthouse lawn with 900 blown glass pumpkins that you can purchase. Get there early because they do actually
Abby
sell
Gitlitz,
out.
She was on the show last
year.
She's
and that,
part of the
and that money goes towards the glass blowing center that they're opening in Bloomington.
They're trying to open,
very,
which
very
is
cool.
So then there'll be opportunities for classes and people study workshops. It's really cool.
That's a good deal.
It is a good deal. And then homecoming is that weekend too. Now here's the thing about homecoming. They have the parade on Friday night. Everybody knows about that. They have a different route this year. It's going on Woodlawn. So I believe it starts around the Union, and then it's going to go towards the stadium, go north. So that road that is, like, just barely finished, if it's finished right now, that goes right past, like, Woodlawn Field and then past the School of Informatics, and then, you know, it's going to head over to the stadium. Then they'll have a pep rally at the stadium this year with a lot of, like, fun games and things. I've heard a rumor there might be a Ferris wheel. I mean, it's, like, a big... big production this year.
Nice.
So it'll be interesting to see how that works with that route. But what's cool is, like, when once you get past, I can't remember what street that is, but closer to the stadium, those are like those fields, the grass fields where everybody parks for tailgating.
Right.
So plenty of space to, like, stretch out. You know, you're not really cramped up right next to somebody else for the parade, which is kind of nice. So not a lot of, you know, you don't have to block off a whole bunch of streets like Kirkwood and stuff that get crowded. So it'll be really fun.
Good deal. Very good deal.
And then the following weekend, it looks like it's going to be Hoosier Hysteria.
Yeah, that's right.
The homecoming is on the 15th. The homecoming football game, I forget who the opponent is this
year. Nebraska.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Is on the 15th. And then the following weekend, I believe, is not a home football weekend. And I don't know, I haven't heard whether it's Friday night or Saturday night. Historically, it's been Saturday night for Hoosier Hysteria. And should be the first glimpse for a lot of people inside the new renovated Assembly Hall.
In fact, on homecoming weekend, they're gonna have the hall open so that you can do tours as well. So both of those will be like the first two, you know, big events where you can get inside.
And certainly stay tuned with Glass in the Morning on Friday mornings coming up. And Chuck Crabb is the facilities guru of IU athletics, and Chuck knows every air conditioning vent, every step,
every outlet.
Yeah, Chuck knows all about that, so he'll be giving you updates on what those tours and opportunities might look like. But how exciting, if you're watching any of this stuff on iuhoosiers.com about the upcoming opening of Assembly Hall. That'll be really, really neat.
It's
I think it's going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to get too in-depth on Halloween, but since we're in October, Halloween, I think, is on a Tuesday this year.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I know that the weekend before, there is like a downtown Halloween
Trick or Treat Trail. That's right. They started it last year. And basically, the local businesses downtown hand out candy to the kids. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there were a ton of people. I don't think they had any idea how crazy busy it was going to be, but it was really fun. it's a good opportunity. You know, there's not that many activities for kids to do downtown, so it's just a good chance right. for the whole family to get out and kind of explore the space and go to dinner afterwards. Just know that it will be very busy, mm-hmm. But it's a lot of fun.
Plus, that would be, I hate to say it this way, probably a little bit safer environment than some people going into neighborhoods that they don't know all the houses.
You don't know what anybody, that's true.
Anything, so.
Exactly. Yep. Okay.
Great stuff coming up.
We do.
Exciting.
So busy.
Give us one more thing before we have to go. Anything off the list that we didn't mention that you want to be sure to hit on?
There's fun stuff. Okay, there's a lot of great theater. I mentioned Cardinal Stage has something. And then Ivy Tech Community College is doing a production of Sweeney Todd around, it starts on the 28th of October, so it's kind of Halloween-ish.
Yep.
But it's in the Fire Bay, that small sort of black box space that's very intimate, I will say. So doing Sweeney Todd in this small space is going to be really interesting how they sort of interpret that. But that'll be really fun. That goes October 28th through November 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal.
There's a ton of live music. I mean, live music, theater, all kinds of great stuff.
The Wailers are coming to the Bluebird.
Yeah, that's right. The Wailers
Bob
are coming.
Marley. And then there's a Grateful Dead cover band, I think, this weekend?
Could be. I think that sounds right.
If I recall, I've got
an Led Zeppelin cover band. I mean,
October's first Friday art gallery walk
that's
month.
Right.
I mean, just...
That's right. So much stuff.
I hope if this is a great episode to go back and listen to on WGCLradio.com. Get your calendar out or, as always,
go to visitbloomington.com.
Visitbloomington.com. They've got everything you need there as well.
And, of course, Julie Warren, you still, now that school's back in, you're still continuing on your Friday 8 to 9 gig with Glass,
that's
correct?
That's right. Yeah, I'm there, man.
Good.
Drop those kids off and forget it.
Head on in to 1370. Julie Warren, Director of Tourism from Visit Bloomington. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having
me. See you around Halloween time-ish. That way we can lead into
the holidays.
Is that
going to
be for the Bloomington Review Halloween party that we have every year with the three of us and whoever else we can get to come?
I'll bring the Reese cups.
I'll bring some candy.
Excellent.
I'll have a bed sheet that I'll cover myself and call myself a ghost.
With multiple holes, Charlie Brown style.
I got a rock, as Charlie Brown said.
That's it.
We'll be right back after this.
Sports. Sports.
Where do you want to begin, Dr. Piller? You want to start local? You want to start with the team on your cap?
Well, we got to start with the team on my cap, Jim. Cubs baseball right now.
Cubs baseball is
finished
on fire.
Off a sweep of the Pirates earlier this week, the Giants this weekend. Kind of maybe a playoff preview, I hope. But yeah, after the Pirates game. That finished up on Wednesday night. That sweep right there led to the largest division lead entering September for the Cubs since 1907. 15 games are 38 games over 500, the highest mark since 1945, which is the last year they made it to the World Series. And all of this, you know, what we've talked about from the beginning without Kyle Schwarber and a few other injuries here and there, nothing major, knock on wood yet, but great year for Cubs baseball. Our friends with the Reds, we're finishing up the last month of baseball here for the Reds. They've got some pitching to audition for next season. They've got some spoiling to do perhaps with some of these other teams because there are five or six teams involved in the National League wild card race, and so the Reds can certainly play a role in that, including later on today at 4:10 where they're going to take on the St. Louis Cardinals at the Great American Ballpark. Then we have the Reds on the radio Tuesday, September 6th against the Mets, 7:10, and then next Saturday, the Reds are at the Pirates, 7:05. So the Reds will be on the radio here a couple times in the next week. Enjoy that. My main man, Dave Duff, will be, I'm sure, but hopefully you can tune in as well. We don't know the high school football results because it's Saturday morning, but and we're recording on Friday night. But we do know that last night the Columbus North Bulldogs were at Bloomington High School North, where John Callahan had the call as well as Scott Bless on for Chalk Talk. Edgewood, Cloverdale, Jerry Bland's gang with Mustangs looking to get on the board, looking to get in the win column. And then what I'm sure was an excellent game, Conference Indiana matchup with Bloomington South hosting Franklin Central. Another really, really great contest. Joe will have all of the wrap-up with Hoosier football from Thursday night, with everything that happened and the fallout with that, and then all of our football and weekend sports in addition, volleyball, cross-country, tennis, golf, all in full effect here in Monroe County High School Sports. Joe Smith Sports Reports, 7:45 and 8:45. He'll be on live Monday with Glass in the morning, so check Joe and Glass out for more stuff. Jim, we got this week is kind of more of home football type stuff. IU will be hosting both of my alma maters, Jim, going against each other Saturday the 10th. Ball State, the Cardinals.
The colors are very similar.
Yeah, chirp, chirp, chirp. Cardinals coming down to Bloomington to take on the Hoosiers. We got a 4 o'clock kickoff for that one. And then the Colts start their regular season as well. September 11th, home against the Detroit Lions at Lucas Oil Stadium. 3:30 pregame, 4:15, 4:25 kick, depending on how that deals itself out. Something else, though, definitely worth mentioning. If you've not gone, if you didn't get a chance to attend on Tuesday night,
right.
If you didn't get a chance to hear it on Tuesday night, you got to go to WGCLradio.com, click on Joe Smith Sports Talk, and listen to Joe's interview with Hoosier Olympians Lily King and Blake Peroni. Lily King, of course, will be a Olympic legend, I think, because of her swimming, but also because of her commentary and her stance on the Russian
yep.
swimmer that was in the lane two away from her when Lily talked about competing clean.
Joe asked her about that in the conversation. I don't want to give too much away because it's a great hour of discussion, but I honestly think that it is truly her reaction. It is who
that's who she is. Yeah,
that's
who she is.
And it was in the moment. It's
yep.
one of those things that, you know, when you hear somebody say something and you kind of that quick second.
Yeah.
But with Lily King, she
I'm
had
not sure
4 million cameras on her probably.
Well, you know, the other thing, though, but based on what I've heard about Lily and how she represents herself and the Hoosiers so well and the competitor that she is, I'm not sure she'd take that one back, Jim.
Oh, I don't think she would either.
So,
I think.
The Evansville native, who's a NCAA champion and now an Olympic champion. So
mm-hmm.
that's so awesome that she's there. Blake Peroni from Chesterton, Indiana, another Indiana kid at Indiana University. And what a deal, what a program that Ray Luce has over with IU swimming. And I'm fortunate enough to know Ray and his wonderful wife, Candace, pretty well. And what a gift that we have here at IU with some of the top swimming instructors that really Ray has done a great job of continuing a legacy that Hobie Billingsley and Doc Councilman built on this campus years and years ago. And I know that the pride that IU has in its swimming and its Olympic representation has only continued. So Joe Smith Sports Talk, go to WGCLradio.com to check that out. And Jim, besides that, but WGCL is going to be your home for football.
Yep.
NFL football. We have college football later on today. Wisconsin and LSU up at Lambeau Field is going to be on this evening. So tune in for that. Go to WGCLradio.com to click on sports and see all of the schedule for all the year. But every Colts game will be here on the radio. And I assume that we're going to take the Colts all the way into the playoffs like we've done in the years past. So
that's what the plan is.
Hopefully that'll be there. But it's football season, Jim, and we're 3 weeks into the high school. We're going to be a week into the college, and now we're going to kick off the NFL season here next week, and I know a lot of people are jacked up and ready.
We're going to take a break, wrap up the show. Stay with us. Just a couple minutes left in the show. Thanks again to Julie Warren, the Director of Tourism from Visit Bloomington, joining Dr. Piller and myself. All of her information can be found at visitbloomington.com.
And WGCLradio.com is your home for all the weather all the time, Jim. And so tonight, if you're not with us tonight, it's
Saturday. You're out of practice now.
See, oh my gosh. See, this is what happens. We record short show Friday with full show Saturday on Friday night. So you're with us on Saturday. That's the only possible way you can be listening. Sunny. High near 81 today, Saturday night, clear, low around 57. Going to be wonderful. Sunday, sunny again, high near 83. Labor Day, sunny up to 86. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Jim, going to be up near 90 again. Slight chance of rain possible on Friday. But as I said earlier, WGCLradio.com will have updated forecasts and radars.
Don't forget next Friday evening here on WGCL at 6:30 Chalk Talk for the big city matchup, Bloomington High School South at Bloomington High School North. Always a good time.
Yeah, and I think I haven't looked at the schedule recently, but I think there's a full week of North-South action. So I think at volleyball, both soccer.
Mm.
I know girls golf, my man Brian Muehlhaus and the Cougs beat Bloomington South in golf earlier this week. But I think soccer, boys and girls, I think volleyball, they all compete, maybe tennis as well, all compete against each other next week. So it's kind of a neat neat scheduling thing that they do to get some interest in the local game leading up to football. So of course the city battle next Friday night, but that'd be good.
Do you Netflix? Do you have Netflix?
I do not, Jim.
Okay. I was going to ask you about the television show Stranger Things. Oh, have you heard about this?
I've not.
Based in the 80s, great show. They just announced a second season. It was kind of a high drama, suspense, not really horror, but kind of classic Friday the 13th kind of stuff that has been huge hit on Netflix. And it just came out a couple of weeks. I guess I've given everything away that I was going to say.
Goodness. Jeez, that was...
What are you going to do for Labor Day?
You know what, Jim? Nothing. We've got no commitment to the world.
Good
so
for
I think
you.
We're going to check out the... Make sure the pool is still operating and check out the pool water temperature and just lay around.
Perfect
and hopefully relax a little bit and kind of decompress.
I meant to ask Julie also, I saw something in the HT this week about First Thursdays, that the Eskenazi Art Museum on IU campus is going to start doing something on campus the first Thursday of each month.
Interesting.
So we'll have to check that out and see what we can find. Next weekend, though, is Indiana Balloon Fest.
Go to IndianaBalloonFest.com. We talked a little bit about it with Julie earlier, but there is so much great stuff in it. And the one thing we forgot to mention when we talked to Julie was the human body exhibit that they have. It is a giant, giant human body that's on the or of course, not a real human body.
Right.
But a model of a human body that the kids and adults can walk through and see, you know, body systems and muscle systems and circulatory systems and all those things like that. So that will be another one of the big attractions. But check that out. $17 a carload, as Julie said, per day. Or you can buy a weekend pass for $30. Or if you go by yourself, individual, $10 a day. So all that stuff, IndianaBalloonFest.com. And again, we hope to get Vanessa back here with us next week to give us more firsthand details. But that is a great website, and it's got everything you need to know.
And the thing about Balloon Fest is there is stuff going on all day and evening. Lee Greenwood on the opening night. But to see the balloons go up in the air usually happens early in the morning or around dusk as well. It's not an all-day thing, a temperature, wind thing, I'm not really sure. But get up at the crack of dawn and go check it out.
It's either that or look west. And it's wonderful. It'll be a really neat event. So hopefully,
when was the year that you and I went early? Was it the first year?
2 or 3 years ago, yeah. That was great.
It is a fun time. And it's Monroe County Fairgrounds, so plenty of parking, easy to get in and out, and all kinds of good food vendors and everything. So nice to have you back, sir.
Jim, it's great to be back.
You've been missed.
It's always good to see you. Again, with your bigwig position now with the Bloomington Chamber, I get all those emails that are from you, but they're not really from you. And so
me in spirit.
Yes, and really, really enjoy that. And I'm really excited that of all the good work that you guys are doing.
Thanks,
down
man.
There.
And drop the torch in a couple of weeks.
We had a really nice event at the Crazy Horse for Hype with Kelsey Holt did about pro referendum stuff. So certainly, since I'm off the clock, we want to support the MCCSC referendum. Strong schools, strong community.
All right. Well, everybody have a great weekend, a safe Labor Day. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.